Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. Tributes have been paid in the Dáil to former Labour Party Minister Mervyn Taylor, who has passed away at the age of 89. He led the 1995 Rainbow Government's divorce referendum campaign, which succeeded in removing the divorce prohibition from the Constitution. Joining us now is the former Labour Party leader, Dick Spring, who was part of that government. A very good afternoon to you, Dick Spring, and thanks for speaking to us on what I know for you and so many of your political colleagues across the spectrum is a very sad day.
Yes, Brian, it is indeed a sad day, and thank you very much for inviting me to have to make some remarks in relation to my late colleague Mervyn Taylor. And I'd firstly obviously like to express my deepest sympathy on behalf of the Labour family to Marilyn, to Adam, Gideon and Marianne. Mervyn was, I suppose, quintessential Labour Party from very young age, and represented indeed his constituents in Dublin South West and in Dublin County Council, both in Dáil Éireann and the County Council, with great dedication. He was a really hard-working politician, very conscientious, and I think always put the needs of his constituents and the public at large as his priority. It's a sad day for the Labour Party.
As I said, he's perhaps best remembered for leading the Rainbow Government's divorce referendum campaign, but in fact he'd been deeply involved in that issue from quite some time earlier, piloting through really important legislation which paved the way for the eventual introduction of divorce here.
Yes, I think already, Brian, I saw a headline saying that Mervyn was a pioneering politician. And certainly, if you look at his track record in relation to the Employment Equality Bill, the Equal Status Bill, and of course his leading on the divorce referendum on behalf of the government, the Rainbow Government at the time, his work was certainly pioneering. And he was very, very strongly dedicated to seeking equality for people. You know, he was very proud of his association with Wesley College, with Trinity, and obviously he was a very successful solicitor in Taylor and Bookwalter, and then brought the same dedication from his legal profession to his practice of politics. I don't know if I knew a more hard-working politician than Mervyn. He gave it 7/24/7, and he was always putting people at the front of his agenda to ensure that he established equality for people, and he served committed to the divorce referendum, as he saw the prohibition of divorce as being a serious infringement on people's civil liberties.
As you say, his background was in law, and his political legacy is very much as a legislator. That was the focus of his work.
Of course, he was our first Minister of Equality and Law Reform, and that agenda very much to the forefront of government policy of the day. And he brought that forensic ability he had as a solicitor. He brought the same to his application of the law in terms of bringing the bills through the Dáil in the Senate, and his track record in that regard.
Yeah, and I suppose one other thing we should say is that he was, I think I'm correct in saying, that the country's first government minister from the Jewish community here.
Yes, he was, and that was considered to be a major breakthrough at the time, and indeed I can tell you from conversations with him, he was a very proud member of the Jewish community in Dublin, which, as you know, has declined substantially in the last 50 years. And he worked very hard on issues for the Jewish community. But I think he'll be so well remembered by the Labour Party. He was, of course, chairman of the Labour Party between 87 and 91. He was also our chief whip. Mm-hmm. And even though Mervyn and I, at times, we might have represented different sides of the party, I can never remember a crossword with Mervyn Taylor. He was a gentleman to the bootstraps and a dedicated member of the Labour Party.
Well, thank you, Dick Spring, for that tribute, and our thoughts are very much with the Taylor family and all of those who counted Mervyn Taylor as a friend.